All right, talking today with Brian Eitman, here to talk about not history so much, but I guess current and new stuff, actually. Brian got a new toy on behalf of the fire department. Tell us about it.
Sure. Yep, the DNR has a grant fund that they do every year. And this year, I put a grant out for a drone, or a UAV, an unmanned aerial vehicle, basically to aid us with search and rescue. Let's say we had a person up in northern Iowa, little kid, get stuck in a cornfield, couldn't find the person, and they looked for hours for the little kid. I can actually set the drone up to fly a pattern over the top of the cornfield, and probably within about 10 or 15 minutes, locate whoever's in the cornfield. Even if they're running away from the camera, I can see them.
Sure. Well, how did this get on your radar and to think that maybe this would be a good fit for the Perry Department?
Well, I tell you, I went to fire school in Cedar Rapids last September, and one of the classes I took was drones in the fire service. And they kind of, that class opened my eyes to what's going to come in the 21st century.
Sure.
I know right now people are hearing a lot of things about drones, looking into windows and things like that, which that will never happen with these Perrys. But it actually showed me a lot of the ways that we can do our job better and more efficient and more, with less people.
Sure.
So, you know, that's the name of the game right there. With the amount of volunteers that we have 40, but we are very fortunate to have 40. A lot of the smaller communities around us maybe have 4, 5, 6 firefighters, and that's it.
Sure.
And then during the daytime, you don't have any. So, I mean, just the benefits for that, for everybody in our county, everybody in our fire district, that is going to be a huge benefit.
Absolutely. Did you have to go through any training? I mean, you brought this into a council meeting. It's a complex looking toy.
Oh, yeah.
How did you figure out how to work it?
Sure. Well, actually, I've got my own drone, which is a Phantom 3, which is a decent sized drone, but it's got the same operating system as what the one we purchased for the fire department, which is the Inspire 1. But yeah, I mean, it's GPS located. It's Wi-Fi. It knows. In the brain of the drone, it actually knows where in the world it is. So I can fly it to a location 1.5 miles away. And if it runs the battery down to a certain point, it'll actually fly and land right back where it came from. It knows exactly where it is in space. So.
That's crazy. So this is obviously flying. How are you operating it? What's in your hand?
Basically, I have like a joystick, like an Atari-type joystick.
Sure.
Two controllers, has lift and up and down, side to side, and then round in circles.
Sure.
Now, on the drone itself, I've got two cameras. Forward camera is a 4K video camera. And a 16 megapixel still camera, which 16 megapixel, to kind of get your mind around that, you could blow a picture up the size of your wall in your house, and it would have absolutely no distortion at all. It's just perfectly tight. The 4K is what we're seeing now in the more high tech flat panel screen TVs. Mm-hmm. So that's really up to date.
Sure.
And then the secondary camera is a forward looking infrared camera. Where I can see heat signatures, I can see in the dark. Basically, I would have two monitors. The main monitor for the main camera would be on the main joystick. And then on the secondary or the co-pilot section is another set of joysticks. And that would be the infrared.
Sure.
And both can be controlled independently. And both can be viewed independently. And they work together on the drone itself.
Sure. What kind of regulations do they have for these kind of things? Because, I mean, they can do crazy stuff. Could get people in trouble if they're not careful.
Sure. FAA controls them quite highly. All of them have to be registered. We have to go through a Part 107 is what it's called. And I actually have to become a drone pilot, an FAA pilot. With that, there's class, there's book work, and then a test that I have to take down at the Ankeny Airport.
Mm-hmm.
Once that's all completed, hopefully within the next 2 weeks, I'll be a drone pilot. Then I'll be able to fly that legally as a professional.
Sure.
Now, if I wanted to do it for a hobby, like my Phantom is just a hobby, I don't have to have anything.
Okay.
I have to register the drone, with the FAA, which is like $5 or $10. Mm-hmm. And but everybody that buys a drone at, like, say, Orchelins or Walmart, you have to register your drone.
I bet people don't know that.
No, if you don't do that, you could be fined up to $10,000 for flying a drone illegally through the FAA. But no, there's a lot of regulations. You know, you can't fly over to 400 feet.
Okay.
Anywhere. The only time that I could do that is, let's say I'm inspecting the water tower.
Mm-hmm.
The water tower is, say, 200 feet tall. I can actually go 400 feet above that, which puts it at 600 feet, but that's the only time I can do that.
Gotcha.
I can't fly over crowds of more than 10 people unless I'm on a fire scene or on a search and rescue. I could have 100 firefighters standing there. I could fly over every one of them. But 10 people from the public come out and stand in there, I can't. I've stopped flying.
Interesting.
Because they don't. The public people don't know what's going on. The firemen assume the risk by being there. So.
Sure. Is this the only one in the area, I guess? Do you know of other departments around that have one?
As far as I know, as far as Dallas County, I'm sure we're the only one right now. I know Woodward has talked to us quite often, and we're going to end up doing a lot of work with Woodward
Sure.
Fire Department. But as far as I know, even in our area, people that I mutual aid with, I think we're the only one around here.
And is this something, because it's registered to you and you're going through this whole pilot certification, could someone else borrow it, or could you go up and help them in a different area? How does that work?
Yeah, basically any place that we have a mutual aid agreement with, which is every fire department that you could think of around here.
Sure.
Then what we do is we would go and help them out.
Gotcha.
And the drone itself is actually going to be housed in the fire department. But the only people that can fly it are the pilots.
Gotcha.
And right now it's going to be me, but in the future I'm going to have more pilots trained for that.
Okay. So there's not any sort of, I guess, regulation as far as only one per drone. It could, you know, the whole department could get certified, I
sure.
guess. Okay.
Yep.
Gotcha. Very cool. Are you excited? Excited to kind of play with it?
Yes. Yes. I've just kind of scratched the capabilities.
Sure.
I've taken it out twice and flown it. And I know the city council, Perry City Council, was pretty excited about it. The city administrator is very, very excited about it. And I think they see the possibilities. And I think we're going to hopefully open a lot of people's eyes to, you know, why'd the fire department get a drone?
Well, right.
We're going to let them know.
Absolutely. Well, especially when it's paid for grant funds and it's not something having to come out of
yeah.
the budget.
Yep. And, you know, no city funds were used on it. And that's the way I like it.
Right.
You know, so it's not an impact on anybody else, but people that donate to the fire department or the First Responder Association in this part, and fundraisers that we've done.
Sure. And you see, I guess, you know, cool things like this or technological advances, obviously, in the bigger communities. And Perry's a smaller community. Why is it important to stay up to date on that kind of stuff?
Well, you know, it's like I said, it's easy to make it easier for us for less manpower. You know, when you've got a select number of people that could be involved. And really, you know, we've had an instance ourselves here last year that we had possibly a person that wandered from a car accident off into a bean field.
Okay.
Well, it took 4 hours to get a flight from Des Moines to come up and fly over the bean field. And it's just, you know, 4 hours, that could be very detrimental on a patient, obviously.
Sure.
And where it could, excuse me, I could have launched the UAV, flown over the bean field and cleared the bean field in 15 minutes.
Sure.
So, I mean, for life-saving possibilities, river rescues, I can actually watch the UAV from the boat, and it could go ahead of us. I've got to keep in visual contact with it, but I can fly it up to 2 miles away, going up through the bends of the river, and I can actually go up the 400 feet
Sure.
and be able to look probably all the bends in the river that, you know, for miles,
yeah,
just to look and see what's going on down there.
Very cool. Anything else you'd like to add, Brian?
No, I just, like I said, I appreciate all the timing and I appreciate everybody in the community that donates. And this is what you're donating for,
absolutely,
you know, to keep us up to date and keep us in the 21st century.
Very good. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.